Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, but I'm a little excited. There's something that I have bemoaned this Twitter concept for a long time, having felt a little disconnected, not really getting the necessity or the popularity, I guess, not necessarily the necessity, but the popularity of Twitter. And so reluctantly, I agreed to add a Free Talk Live account to Twitter. You can go to twitter.freetalklive.com if you like to get the tweets. We are doing them now. And I still don't really – I still feel like, you know, Facebook does a better job of doing status updates, and that's pretty much all that Twitter could do. Well, I found out today that they've got a neat little function that I was not aware of. They have the ability to send the Twitters to your cell phone as an SMS text message. And some of our brilliant folks behind the scenes here in the Liberty Movement up in New Hampshire have figured out a way to essentially set up a phone number that acts as a distribute and then that connects to Twitter, that then Twitter acts as a distribution list to get text messages sent out to multiple people. So basically, Twitter is now being used for sending messages between activists, kind of like an open party line, if you will. Anybody who has the number can send a text message to it, and anybody
that's a text message blast system.
Yeah, anybody that is subscribed to the Twitter account for that particular area, there's a Manchester
that account.
Right, there's a Manchester one, there's a Keene one for here in New Hampshire,
which is hugely valuable when you look at it from an activist standpoint, because you can let a bunch of people know at one time something. They don't have to get everybody's text number. People just subscribe to the service,
right?
And then you can get them a 140 character message very quickly to their phone, as opposed to the previously was the port 411, where people would call in and they'd listen to the message that they got in their email, or they'd listen to it out of their email box, and it had its disadvantages.
People will hit the button on their quick dial button on their phone and accidentally record 10 minutes of them clunking around,
right,
doing
washing the dishes
doing,
or whatever it is that they're doing, and that's kind of uncool. The second thing is people have people that don't leave messages on a regular basis, they have a tendency to their way around to where it is they're going, meander, and then repeat themselves. And so it doesn't get the messages out there as succinctly as it could. Plus, you have to have sort of access to listen to it. This will get it to people's hands much more quickly and much more succinctly.
Yeah, well, it has to be succinct because Twitter can only handle 140 characters.
Right. You'll have to resend if you want to tell something else.
So one of the things I was thinking this might be useful for instance, and this is something that anybody anywhere can set up. Apparently, the way they're doing it is they're setting up a Google Voice phone number and then linking that number to the Twitter account. So basically, you send an SMS to the Google Voice number. Google passes that on to the Twitter account, or Twitter takes that from the, I don't know, there's something behind the scenes. It doesn't seem that difficult to set one of these things up. So I was thinking one of the ways this might be useful, just beyond general activist things, is in the courtroom, for instance. Sometimes if somebody is defending themselves up in front of the man in the robe and the men with the guns and the handcuffs, it can be a pretty intimidating experience. And even if you're fairly well prepared with notes and things like that, you might get lost. Maybe it'd be useful to have a smartphone or your cell phone or whatever up there with you, and essentially you've got an open party line to everybody that might be sitting in that room, in the courtroom, watching the trial. They couldn't yell out to you what they think that you should do, but they could tap up a quick suggestion into this Twitter message. And then you could be sitting there at the defendant's table, and you could be receiving suggestions from some of the people in the audience. Maybe they'll think of something that you weren't thinking of at that moment. So this could really turn into, I think, a useful tool for the Liberty
movement. Well, I was thinking of the case when Mike was in a different courtroom, and they weren't telling people where he was.
Right.
And there was the suggestion that Mike himself made that activists should just go ahead and post activists in all the courtrooms, so they can't, like, sneak the trial past us. And then this will be a way to whoever discovers where he is can then do this, and everyone has their cell phones. Everyone in the different courtrooms now knows where he is, and they can go to that courtroom. The one you were just talking about, I think that can just regular texting, I think, can handle that. But you'd have to get the number to people.
Right. Well, regular texting could handle that, but yeah, you'd have to give your number to everybody, whereas this is essentially an open party line that anybody that has this one number could send. It's just one idea for one of the many ways I think that this could be used for. Plus, you combine this with having two-way radios, and you've got really a couple different ways to get some very quick communications going on between multiple people.
I think it's going to reach people a lot better than the port 411s. As it is, I only get them on the email. You can set up most cell phones to get media mail, but I don't usually do that because it costs more typically and things like that, and I just don't care to get every single port 411 on my phone. But text messages, you know, I'd probably sign up for that.
So these are useful tools that the activists up here are developing, and I was so excited about it. I just wanted to share it with you, and I think they just came out today, and there is a website, KWIK411.blogspot.com to learn more about it. I think it's
great. Another thing nice about it, the fact that it is a simpler process to set up, and it's cost free essentially, other than
except for text messages,
you know, yeah. It's cost free to set it up, and then whoever wants to participate, it's up to them. But the nice thing about that, because it's so easy to set up and everything, we could have one specific to Keene, for instance, or
that's
we could have one
doing.
Broader for New Hampshire. Where
I don't think there's a New Hampshire one yet, but that's a good idea too.
There might be I don't know if it's necessary, but it might be maybe for some things, everyone in New Hampshire might want to get a text message about it. So.
Anyway, just wanted to share that. People can go to kwik411.blogspot.com to learn more about it. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know what? I've had some soapbox messages sitting here for a little while. Why don't we start the show out with one of those? Here we go.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to comment on something I heard on the show. You were talking about the murder rate and in association with gun possession. And you had said that it doesn't make sense that, you know, guns are so bad, because more than likely it's people that know each other that are the ones that are killing each other, maybe friends or people in a relationship or whatever. However, I would definitely argue with that based on the fact that, for example, I'm from Canada. Up here in Canada, our murder rate is substantially less than the States. It's something like 4 to 5 times less per capita than in the U.S., mm-hmm. and we have very strict gun control laws up here. People up here also get into relationships, also have passionate arguments, also go to the bar and get drunk. However, the murder rate is so much lower, so if I was going to get mad at someone and I was going to kill them anyway, evidently I have about a 5 times lesser chance of killing them with whatever object I have around me.
Well, it's not an entirely fair analogy. Canada's murder rate, they got rid of guns relatively recently in Canada, so we can look at their statistics. It's not like their murder rate went down from what it was in the United States, down to 4 or 5 times lower than what it is. It was already significantly lower, and actually the violent crime rate went up when guns were gotten rid of in Canada. So
I didn't know they got rid of guns.
I was going to say the same thing.
It's not an
isolated factor. It's not a scientific study. In order to have it, you really need to be able to isolate one factor and have everything else be the same.
And I'm all for disarming every man, woman, and child on the planet, but I think that the first ones we should start with are the people that work in the government. See, this is the system that stinks. What this proposition proposes is that you disarm everybody but the people that work in the government, so therefore, obviously, the people that work in the government are good, right, just, fair, and we know better than that because, well, it's all you have to do is read the news.
We continue with this call.
So this really brings up two possibilities. Either Americans are 4 or 5 times more violent, or guns are actually more lethal than other objects.
No, it doesn't mean that. It means that Americans really are 4 or 5 times more violent than they are in Canada.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's
pioneer mentality.
I think one factor is that it's a police state, that we're probably devoting a lot more resources to invading privacy, to to basically generating a whole lot of fear and anger in people and frustration.
Higher effort at enforcing drug crimes in the United States. It's much more draconian, the enforcement of drug crimes in the United States.
We'll come back with more on this here and this gun control topic, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word FREE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word FREE.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves, dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include listen.freetalklive.com, where you can get live streams of webcam, listen lines, all totally free. Just go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word of the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy, and they do all kinds of legal documents over there. Patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, living trusts. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order, that's any order, at LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
All right, we are starting. We started the show out with a soapbox call, which is a way that our listeners can call, leave voicemails, and maybe they'll get played on the air. The soapbox number, by the way, is 603-722-0267. And we're playing one from a Canadian listener of ours, and I believe this this gentleman has called into the show before to express his particular viewpoint. And
he's a doctor, isn't he? Is that what you heard?
I don't know that.
I don't know.
But I do know that what his call is about is essentially suggesting that, well, violent crime is it's not near as happening up in Canada. But gun-related violent crime in general.
He was saying murder specifically.
Murder specifically isn't near as popular in Canada per capita as it is here in the United States. And he's suggesting that it's because Canada has banned handguns up there. And, Mark, you were saying that you don't believe that to be the case, because before the handgun ban, there were also fewer murders in
Canada. Canada was a less violent place prior to them banning handguns up there, and they are basically banned in Canada.
I'd be curious to know the before and after.
Well, I've read the articles. I mean, I can't quote them to you off the top of my head, but the people who seem like experts have written down that the crime rates went up after the handgun ban. And this caller, when he called in previously, I recall the call, he basically said, "Oh yes, crime rates do go up. Violent crime rates do go up after banning of handguns and weapons, because there's sort of reaching an equilibrium. But once people get used to it, then they go down." And maybe
that's
so
convenient.
But it's still a tyranny issue. I mean if you're cowing a populace, and I don't know, I'm not saying that what he's saying is true, I'm just saying that maybe even if that's true, what you're essentially doing is cowing a population into submission to the government. If you were to ban handguns and ballistic weapons of all sorts from the government, then you might have an entirely different story. In Great Britain, guns aren't banned. Just the guns in the hands of civilians are banned.
Yeah. Let me continue here with a few more of his thoughts.
Second one, based on the fact that we give guns to soldiers and not knives because we want them to be effective at killing people. We're aware that guns are more effective. And also, when you combine alcohol, passion, and a firearm, you are much more likely to result in a death than alcohol, passion, and a knife or any other object. And for that reason, I think it is actually the gun and not necessarily the person or the action itself, or other countries like Canada and other Western European would have similar murder rates to the States, where they don't. They have dramatically lower murder rates. Thanks, and I enjoy the show. Keep up the good work. Bye.
It's about more than just statistics. It's about allowing people to be free and make their own choices about what they do with their money and with their time and the things that they buy and the hobbies that they engage in. It's nice to say that, well, we should just make guns go away. Yeah, okay, I'd be for that. If we could just snap our fingers tomorrow and make the guns disappear,
I wouldn't
be against it necessarily.
Make lumps of metal that fire ballistic weapons. Make tools that just fire a bullet. And that's all it is. It's a tool. Think about it. It's not a gun.
Well,
it's a
tool. Said that it's more effective for killing. And he's right. It's not necessarily more effective for murdering. I mean, they're noisy. Mm-hmm. They're good. I would and soldiers, yes, soldiers are more effective at killing with guns in their hands, and I acknowledge that. But I'm more concerned about the soldier killing people and his motives for killing people than I am someone who does it in self-defense. And so literally the notion of disarming, like you said, Mark, just citizens and not I hate to use the word citizen, actually. But not the government officials,
normal peoples.
Not military, government officials, police, but normal people. It's once again just striating and that difference, or creating that difference between the leaders and the regular peasants.
And how many people have been murdered by government people over the last 100 years? I mean, we're talking about millions.
Well, and let's not forget that, and working for governments, when they send out their troops, I mean, the people that get shot, the troops getting shot is murder as far as I'm concerned, too. What the assumption is that seems to be being made here is that somehow the government in Canada has been successful, or the government in the United States could be successful in actually getting rid of guns.
Yeah,
they can't do it. You can't do it. I don't believe it's been done. Now, I don't know what gang activity is like in Canada. I have no idea. I'm not going to propose to know. If I go to Canada, they'll lock my butt up. But, you know, I don't know what their violent crime rates are like or anything like that. But I can tell you that here in the United States, if you ban guns, the only people that are not going to have guns are the people that want to follow that law. Because the criminals will continue to have the guns. The cops will continue to have the guns.
That's
people will continue
add.
To keep guns in their homes because they'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6. There's lots and lots of people that will continue to keep their guns. The idea is absolutely ludicrous that you could make guns disappear.
It's a nice fantasy. It's a false sense of security at best.
Here
the notion that, because like you said, you'll disarm the law-abiding people and not the ones who intend to use guns for nefarious purposes.
Here in the United States, there are as many guns, I would speculate more because these are the numbers of they were able to count, more guns than there are people. You're going to be able to get all of them?
No way.
They can't count them in the census. Please, this is absolute insanity.
Right, it's really just a utopian fantasy on his part to believe that any significant control could happen. I mean, it's just another prohibition is what he's proposing.
Yep.
He's proposing to prohibit gun ownership, just as many others have proposed the prohibition of alcohol and have succeeded with prohibiting drugs. Well, you don't ever succeed beyond creating the prohibition because the drugs haven't gone away. Alcohol didn't go away back when it was prohibited. The various different guns that have been prohibited today, and there are some machine guns and that sort of thing, those haven't gone away. They're just in the hands of the people who are willing to flaunt the law.
And you don't see them as much because those people tend to hide them. He already said when in his previous call that that he understands that violent crime goes up, but and you know that's just something he's willing to accept in order to see it go down over the long term. But I really got a question: what if it's your mom, your child, your wife that gets killed and you know maimed, injured by this increase in violent crime that he's willing to sort of engineer?
Is it just a statistic after that?
Right. I mean, that's the kind of sick mentality you've got here. Rather than my wife being able to carry a gun to protect herself, she gets disarmed by these victim disarmament laws, which is really what gun laws are. And then what? Please don't disarm my wife.
Wasn't there a significant drop in crime rate after gun laws were made less restrictive in Florida? When they had like the castle
Georgia?
Law. Georgia.
I don't know. I haven't seen.
And I wonder if
you're going to
say
knows.
That's also just a temporary, and then it's going to go up. Like crime is then going to go up afterward.
I don't know.
Is there evidence for this curve that he's talking about? Well, I've never heard of it.
The numbers they'll use is the gun is 7 times more likely to kill you or somebody you love than to kill a criminal, and it's probably true. And I think that the first thing they need to do is remove from those statistics people that use their own guns to kill themselves on purpose.
There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves, your thoughts on gun ownership, or anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNLive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, including our news updates. You can go and get them in several different ways. You can just go to news.freetalklive.com. There's a link there to our Facebook profile, our Twitter username, also our email updates. So there are now multiple ways for you to get info, the latest info from Free Talk Live, and you can find all three of them at news.freetalklive.com.
Why would you want anything other than the best when it comes to personal protection? You can go to tiger.freetalklive.com and save up to $100 on the Tiger Lights T100 non-lethal self-defense system, proven to be the most effective non-lethal personal protection device in the world. I've got one sitting right out in my car. Ian, you've got one. It's the Tiger. It's the Tiger Light at tiger.freetalklive.com.
Toll free number here, 800-259-9231. We started out with a call to our soapbox about gun control, this kind of utopian fantasy idea that even if it were true that not having guns around would lower the violent crime rates, and I don't know if that's been proven at all, but even if that were true, it would still be a utopian fantasy because it's just not possible to implement. I would love to snap my fingers and have all the guns, bombs, grenades, and all the other various different deathly implements just disappear in a puff of smoke tomorrow, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, you may as well make a law saying that food is going to appear on people's tables at night. You know,
it's as possible.
That's coming soon, I'm sure. Right. They're already trying to like pass laws to create prosperity, which I love that whole notion. Like you're going to pass a law and all of a sudden it's going to create jobs and resources and all sorts of stuff out of thin air. And by the same reasoning, you're not going to make guns vanish either with a law.
Right, and if you could make guns vanish by putting this this law in place, why have the cops in Great Britain now started carrying weapons? I mean, guns, I should say. Why have they started carrying them? Well, it's because there are people, bad people in Great Britain with guns.
And they have to match the force that's out there in the marketplace.
Right. It was previously they didn't carry them, and now they are.
Let's continue here with your phone calls. Christy.
After they had outlawed guns. Long after.
Christy is on the line listening to KBYO-FM in Louisiana. Christy, you're on Free Talk Live. Ladies first.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, have you got the whole... I think they were trying to take away the gun laws not too long ago. Or, you know, I think I just got my concealed carry back in November. And I've got the one in Florida where it covers, you know, so many states. And I think Texas just passed theirs to where, you know, we have same thing in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. You can carry your gun in your vehicle and it's considered an extension of your home. And I think they just passed the whole carjacker law to where you can pretty much shoot anyone that tries to break into your vehicle. And I think that's pretty much awesome. I've actually had to pull out my gun several times. And I've always carried a gun in my vehicle since I was, you know, the legal age to drive.
Wow.
And it's, yeah.
Are things that dangerous over there in Monroe?
No. I actually live in Bossier, but I travel a lot for my job. And I've always, you know, drove back and forth. I'm originally from Arkansas, and we don't have a law to where you can keep a gun in your vehicle as, you know, an extension of your home. The only way you can carry one legally is, you know, to have a concealed carry permit. And, you know, I obtained one back in November, but like I said, I've always carried one. My whole family's always, you know, protect yourself. Otherwise, you know, it's either you or them. And, yeah.
I don't think anybody needs should have a permit in order to exercise a so-called right, but it just goes to show how twisted the governmental system has become from what have apparently were its original intentions.
Exactly. But, I mean, I think Texas just passed it to where I think you used to go in state with a gun. If you had a gun in your vehicle, it had to be completely unloaded. You cannot have one in the chamber, and it had to be like, if you had a car, which I have a truck, so I can't necessarily keep the clip full of bullets in my toolbox, you know, and keep my gun in my truck. That's just stupid. What good is a gun if it's not loaded in your vehicle or on your person, you know?
It's a good question.
Thank you so much, yeah. Christy, for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
You know, before we go on here, I'd like people to consider for a second. You know, you hear Christy talking about how she's always strapped. Well, I mean, there very well could be a carjacker or a home invader listening to this show. Some guy who thinks, or woman, who thinks that that's a good idea and way to make money. Well, they're just hearing that, well, there's people out there with guns in their car, it might give those people pause. It might.
Let's continue and talk to Frank listening in Canton, Ohio to WCER. Hello, Frank.
Hi, fellas. Hey, I was listening to gun control, and, you know, it's been proven in states that allowed people to have weapons for their home and to carry, that the crime rate is down. That keeps the criminals element down on crime. And I want to go back to biblical times. You know, Cain and Abel, neither one of them had guns, okay? And that didn't stop Cain from killing Abel.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
So we're talking about moral ethics here. And keeping the criminal, you know, they want to hire more government police force to protect the citizens, but by the time they get to your home, the crime's already been done and the criminal is long gone. So,
absolutely.
You know, really to protect individual rights and liberty rights, constitutional rights, it's not right for them. But because of the multi-corporate controlled state government with very strong control to the satellite states, that goes for this country, gives the illusions of freedom and choices and voice while encouraging hope and productivity and money's profit and more power, which funnels back into the multi-corporate controlled state government. So it's just another, what we have here is just another fresh face on communism going down in this country, and it has been in the process for the last 40.
Whether it's communism or fascism,
whatever you want to call it. call it.
Dictatorial regimes from around the world have always relished controlling people's access to weaponry. Thank you, Frank, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. He makes an important point that I think is worthy of bringing up in the aftermath of this call from Canada, where he was suggesting that, well, there's a lot fewer violent crimes there are fewer violent crimes in Canada than there are in the United States, and so therefore it's because of the gun control. But if you go and you look at compare different areas in the United States, as Frank was suggesting, you look at a New York City, you look at Chicago, you look at Baltimore, you look at Washington, D.C., you look at these cities that have very stringent controls on people's access to weaponry, and then compare those places per capita on a violence per capita basis, compare those places to New Hampshire and Vermont and Alaska, and then you tell me if a gun control makes people safe.
You can even compare, if you choose to compare places that have strict, more in the United States, metros that have more strict versus less strict gun control. I think that there's still a cultural issue that goes on there, and I think you really can use police in order to crack down on crime and prevent crime, but I think in the process you tend to crack down on freedoms too.
I don't know. Has it really been shown that the draconian punishment actually prevents crime?
It's not the punishment. It's the
You're talking about police presence.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think, in fact, there's a fair amount of study showing that negative reinforcement in general is not very effective compared to, say, positive reinforcement.
I think you're right about that. It's also true, though, that if a police officer is standing nearby, that it's likely that someone will avoid committing the crime at that moment. But how many places can they be at once?
Right. Well, that's the other thing is something if you're trying to provide some kind of deterrent, then what you really have is people avoiding being caught doing it.
Yes.
As opposed to, like, actually just reducing the incidence of a certain thing. And that's the big difference between trying to have a really constant overt police presence and encouraging people to take measures to protect themselves,
and
whether that's guns or other things.
As we've seen, the extensions of the police, like the cameras, video cameras that they have over in the UK, have done virtually nothing.
Yeah, those are not a thing.
They've maybe contributed to the catch of somebody after the fact, but they certainly don't prevent people from committing criminal acts. And they found that streetlights are far more effective at preventing crime.
There's something to say about that.
Than the cameras. In moments, we will. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you're looking to buy, they likely sell it. And you can do it over at amazon.freetalklive.com. Get free Super Saver shipping, a whole bunch of items, even used items you can access through Amazon these days. Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, now, Dale, you said you wanted to comment on the issue of preventing crime versus punishing crime, so do go ahead.
You mentioned the cameras and about how they may have caught more people, but it's not preventing the crime, it's not reducing crime.
Really haven't caught very many.
Yeah, you know? and this seems to be the case with things like the death penalty. People, the whole idea that they want it to deter crime, that it's going to, and it doesn't appear to do that. The whole idea of punishing people after the fact does not seem to affect actually making less crime. And it just seems that people are getting lost in sort of obsession with, they want to get revenge. It's not necessarily helpful in any way whatsoever.
Well,
preventing innocent people. So.
Terribly sorry. It's helpful in a certain way, that there are people that are more, that have a higher propensity to commit crimes. And if you could keep those people locked up between the ages of 16 and 40, then what you're doing is you're lowering those people, and usually they're male. If you lock them up in those time frames, they're much less likely to commit crimes.
That doesn't seem to be the motivation, though. Seems like,
I don't think
that might inadvertently have some effect. Well, but
the motivation is to be effective, and I understand that some people want vengeance, and I think that there's a place for vengeance when it comes to punishment, but I also think that there's a place for deterrent. I just think that we've gone overboard in both of them. Like, for instance, if murder was a year-long incarceration for committing murder, and it wasn't such a bad incarceration, somebody might say to themselves, you know what, this is
worth it.
I'm going to kill this jerk, you know, or whatever.
Well, and I think I think that the point is that, like in the case of the In the case of most of these, like the cameras and stuff like that, they sell them on the idea that you're going to be safer because of it.
Indeed.
When in fact they might convince people of that with bad data. Really, they're catching people. They're punishing people. But it's not actually resulting in things being safer.
Do you think the person who would say to themselves, I'd only have to spend a year in jail, it'd be worth it to kill someone, do you think that same person would be as likely to make a statement like that if the punishment were restitution, which it really doesn't tend to be these days for crimes like that, if the person knew that were they caught for their crime, they would, instead of having to spend a year in prison or 5 years in prison or whatever it might end up being, that they'd actually have to work every week of their life to make this other, the victims in this case, the people that were connected to the murder victim whole.
Well,
do you think
I think if you're talking about the person, in that case, the person doesn't care about getting caught. I think a lot of criminals don't expect to get caught. If you're talking about somebody who, an effective punishment, I think an effective punishment would be centered around restitution. But I also think that that restitution can be done in an area that's segregated from regular society. I don't think I don't think it has to be as expensive as it is.
In my perfect world, incarceration would be something you do to protect innocent people. It wouldn't be a punishment. But I understand that. You say, a year for murder, but that's really oversimplified because it really depends on the case and what happened and how likely are they to commit murder again and things like that. And all that factors into how long they might be incarcerated or whatever the punishment.
The deterrence factor is in there when it comes to how likely are they to do it again. I mean, if it's, say, my wife that I'm thinking about, I could just do better off by killing this gal than by, divorcing her, which is insane to me. But, I'm likely, if you kill your wife, you're not likely to do it again. So it's just that one time. So the idea is just to deter that person from doing it that one time. And if it's just some minimal punishment, 1 year,
is there really evidence that that's the case? Because it doesn't appear.
There's not evidence because we don't incarcerate people for 1 year for murder.
Well, but I'm saying though that even when they increase the threat of prison or death penalty,
we're going overboard. The death penalty is something different. The reason I don't believe in the death penalty is because its value as a deterrent is minimal. Because the people that do these crimes don't expect to get caught. So a deterrent isn't a big issue for them. And living a life in prison is a terrible punishment.
Punishment. Or it's a crime of passion where they're not thinking ahead anyway.
Right. And the added problem of a death penalty in that you cannot restitute to the person who is innocent, and they've already released, since 1973 and the death penalty returned, 190-something people, 199, I think, 200 people from death row and exonerated them as innocent. These aren't people put into prison population. These are people let go. And I can only imagine of the more than 1,000 people that have been executed since that time, how many of them were innocent, and that's the real problem with the death penalty.
I have to disagree with something you said earlier, Mark, that you think that vengeance that could be a good thing. I don't remember your exact wording.
It has its place.
You see, vengeance has its place. I don't feel that that's the case at all. I think that people, human beings, tend toward that feeling of wanting to get even, retaliate for something that's been done to them or a loved one. But I don't think it has any place because it just brings you down to the level of the person who committed the original crime. I think that in what Dale suggested,
not only that, but you're just perpetuating all the
violence,
the negative emotions that contribute to the violence in the first place.
And it's not going to fill the hole inside you.
It's not. I think usually when you have cases like that, you have someone, whoever, there's someone on the other side. When you get your vengeance, there's someone on the other side who now feels violated, and now they feel justified in going out and perpetuating
the cycle of violence.
It is a cyclical thing, and it's not rational, but the whole desire for vengeance isn't rational either. There's no logical place for it.
It's emotional.
I would call it animalistic. I would say that it's part of our nature because we are animals, but we should be evolving past that. We should be trying to come to rational conclusions and not relying on our animalistic natures to make our decisions.
And I think what you said earlier, Dale, about how if somebody is such a threat that they do need to be incarcerated, that they do need to
There's
be...
There's no shortage of those people.
Well, they're not that many of them, thankfully, but they're, if somebody does need to be in that particular case, that the reason for doing it is not vengeance, but to protect the innocent, to protect everybody else who's left.
And
I think that's an important
viewpoint. Possibly rehabilitation for the person. You know, if we can rehabilitate them so that they can... They can be functional and productive again.
I don't know
That's nice. I don't know how to do it.
I don't know anything about rehabilitation because all the incarceration that I've ever seen has been done by the state, and I can find and I can tell you that any of all the organizations out there in the world that you know that would that you would want to do rehabilitation, the state would be the very last
one.
You can give a lot of examples of people who have started programs. The Scared Straight program is a great one. Operation Turnaround's another great program. The Boot Camp program is another great example of people that started programs that were very, very effective. And the
people that are coming from a place of
the
compassion.
Farther that they got from that individual, the you know, more integrated into the systems, the less effective they became. So the person with the passion that created it, that really believed in it, made something that was extraordinarily effective.
Well, imagine if the people with that kind of passion and compassion and you know, appreciation for the process of rehabilitation actually was to be the person who started up a detention facility, for lack of a better term, some sort of private prison that was really based around rehabilitation rather than just locking humans in cages for a number of years. I think that would make a big difference in how those organizations were run.
Right.
And if we had a market in prisons like we
Absolutely.
Should, those things would pop up.
I want people to, you know, I'm for a market in prisons. I don't know about this whole compassion, no vengeance thing you guys are talking about, but I'm for a market
in
prisons.
Aren't you a Quaker?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like,
I believe
like
in minimizing harm, and I think that if you ignore human, I would like to talk about a market in prisons, but I will address what you had to say. I believe in reducing harm, and I think that if you forget about human nature, that for one, you disconnect and people stop listening to you. Okay, well, you don't care about punishing people for their crimes. They're not going to listen to you anymore. I think that that there is
That's
a role
what
for
I said.
Punishment.
There's
That's
a
what
difference
they're going to hear.
There's a I think that paying restitution is punishment, but it's not vengeance. That's how you make a victim whole and succeed in taking something from the offender without actually harming them physically or hurting them in some way to get even.
I think restitution itself is a part of the rehabilitation process.
Restitution is punishment.
That's what I just told you. It is punishment, but it's not vengeance.
It should be rehabilitation and making the victim whole again.
There's more coming up here. Hour 2 is on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.